Well, let's get a different view now on the domestic effects of international terrorism. This one about a family. Right now, two Pakistani parents are trying to visit Houston, Texas, because their daughter is there and she is dying. It will probably be the last time they see her. That is, if they can get a visa. Now, normally it wouldn't be so hard, but currently national security concerns are making the process very difficult. Saida Hassan from here, now contributor Houston Public Media, reports.
18-year-old Gareth Chopra has spent most of her life in the hospital. Right now, she's a patient at Children's Memorial Hermann Hospital in Houston, and her doctors say she has severe immunodeficiency that's led to a host of other complications. Through all this, Chopra hasn't seen her parents in 13 years.
Just help me get my parents here, and I need them more than anything right now, and I'm in really serious condition.
The hospital wouldn't let me meet with Chopra in person, so we spoke over the phone about her case. Chopra was born in the U.S. after her mother fell ill during a visit and couldn't return to Pakistan. So Chopra is a U.S. citizen, but her parents had to return home. She says they've applied for visas so many times that she's lost count.
Even however critical I am, they keep denying because they act like they don't care.
The family sent the State Department letters from Chopra's doctors, thinking that may help their case. They shared some of those documents with me, in which one doctor estimates that she only has a month to live, maybe two. Chopra's aunt, Neelam Ganchi, has also been assisting the family with their visa applications. I met her at her home in South Houston.
Everybody asking me and my family why they denied and why they are not came here, but we didn't know because they never said any particular explanation about the denial letter.
I wanted to speak with Chopper's parents, so we called them over Skype. The parents are speaking in Gujarati, and Ganchi translated for me. Idris Chopra says his other two children were both born in Pakistan, and the family never tried to settle in the U.S. He says his daughter is too sick to travel, and all they want is to see her one last time. We called the State Department, but they declined to do an interview. So we turned to some experts who say the family's situation is not all that uncommon.
There are a number of stories of parents who have missed their child's graduation, or they're unable to come to a wedding, they're unable to come to a funeral. We simply hear about these all the time.
Emron El-Badawi is director of the Arab Studies program at the University of Houston. He says since the 9/11 terrorist attacks, it's become a lot harder to get a visa from many Muslim countries because of national security concerns. But El-Badawi says he hopes officials would think about Chopra's story from a humanitarian standpoint.
How can something like this happen in the U.S.? We're supposed to be better than this. You know, a young girl is dying in a hospital room, and we're standing in the way of her parents coming to see her in her final days.
One option for the family could be something called humanitarian parole. Jeffrey Hoffman, director of the Immigration Clinic at the University of Houston Law Center, explains.
Well, basically what it does is allow for people to come into the country on an emergency basis if there is some sort of illness, either in the family or if there is some sort of pressing humanitarian reason. It can also be used if there is a significant public benefit.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says they get about 1,200 humanitarian parole applications a year, and about 25% of those have been approved. Neelam Ganchi says the family did apply for humanitarian parole in 2013, but they were denied. She says they are willing to go through the process again, and she recently got some news that gives her hope. Ganchi's congressman, Republican John Culberson, said he would try to help with their case. She shows me an email on her phone that she got from the congressman's office.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Very happy. Very happy.
In an emailed statement, Culberson writes, quote, "This is a time-sensitive humanitarian emergency, and I will do everything I can to help this young lady and her family." For the Chopras, it's a welcome gesture as they hold out hope for a final reunion. For Here and Now, I'm Saida Hassan in Houston.